who
we live with my mother-in-law in Henry Street in Malpas. We had two rooms. That's all you could afford in those days. That's all you was offered in those days. And we lived with my mother-in-law for 23 years.
Yeah. So how many people in the house? How many people were in the house?
Three families. My mother-in-law and her husband, and my sister-in-law and her husband, and me and Reg. Two rooms.
What was that like?
All right. Well, you had your differences as three of us together, but we got on all right. Mm. You know, we got on very well, really. We knew, you know, what to do with each other, what we like, what we dislike, you know. My mother-in-law, she was the boss. She was little, but she was the boss. And she used to tell us, I'm going to use the cooker now, all right? I'd say, yes, Mum. And a daughter lived with us for 5 years, but she moved to Swansea. She married a Welshman and she went to Swansea. And Reg had a lovely garden, and front garden and back garden, but he loved his garden. That was his. After seeing him out there in our photograph, that he was digging. He was digging mud to get his garden going. Mm. And then he had it beautiful. He had vegetables, marigolds. Loved marigolds, really. Marigolds. And people used to come and have a look at his garden because it was wonderful.
Mm.
But it was coming from mud. And I used to, we all had open fires in bedges. And I used to keep the cinder, the ashes. And every day I said, use your ashes, and I used to keep Reggie ashes to put on the garden for it too.
No. I fertilise.
But he loved his garden. Well, it was a big thing, really. I had a little boy, Russell was four and a half, and we were living in two rooms, you can say. And Russell, I bought him a little tricycle for Christmas. It was Christmas now. And used to love to ride around and you know. And I thought, well, at least I moved for him, really, you know. We waited 9 years for him, really.
Mm.
Married 9 years. And I thought, well, it's lovely to see Russell happy. He could do what he likes. He's going around his... And I thought, yes. And when we came to Betis, he was delighted. He had plenty of room. No nanas to say, stop that. He always joined. Russell loved Betis. And Reg loved Betis. And we loved Betis. I had some nice friends. When we moved to Betis, we were all there with little children. And we had a lot in common, really. We were all newlyweds, really, most of the time. Most of them were newlyweds. I wasn't, but they were. I think we all got on very well together, didn't we? And then they came to school age then, and we had to meet in Dart Road to put our children on the bus to this school here. There's a school over there, Malpas Court.
Right.
And there was Jean and a couple of us, all the ones with Jean on the photograph. We used to put our children on the bus, and they used to bring the children to the school. But we used to have to collect our children, you know. And I'd be there collecting Russell and other people. And collecting, you know. I think Russell was a bit older than when Paul and me. But we got on very well. Well, I was the oldest there, and I'm the oldest here. So that's, Betis to me was free. It was lovely because I was free to do what I wanted, talk when I wanted, swear when I wanted.